Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Yeah, you know, send him out to Wagwan. Yo, just hold firm, you know. Keep moving. Hold your head up, you know. Hey, yo. Wake up in the morning, say a little thing to God. Him bless me, there's food in my cupboard. Remembering the days when time well hot, me belly hungry, and me couldn't find a regular job. Feel like me can't move, me trapped in a cage. Still searching for the words to put on the page. Still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me better say, you have to keep moving. Stand on, stand on. Yeah, I. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I. You have to keep moving. Stand on, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I. It's just another broken heart. It's true, so you are the lonely one. Yeah, when me say Emily, she could have said no sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly. Yeah. I could have watched it brightly. Her hope fading quick, I'm starting a family. One day she decides she can't take it no more. She fall out, cry, go down on the floor. That's when she take the razor, telephone a ring. Somebody on the other line, I tell her say, you have to keep moving. Send on Miss Jang, yeah, I. So no matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down, yeah, I. You have to keep moving. Send on, hold on, yeah, I. Just another broken heart, it's true. So you're the lonely one, hey, when me say. Timothy in a hard line of work. Him a drive ambulance, him was with since birth. Yo, him get a call from him cell phone. Say there's been an accident. A little youth drive off of the road. When him get to the scene, say it not look good. Him not stop think but if him really done already good. Now the family want no walk one. And the doctor say I'm sorry him not make it. The son is gone. You have to keep moving, stand on, hold on, stand on, yeah. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down, yeah. Have to keep moving, stand on, hold on, be strong, yeah, I. Just another tune, I. They tell you that you have to keep moving.
Shalom, brothers and sisters, and more than ever, we have to learn to keep moving on, despite whatever it is you may be facing. Nothing through our HaMashiach, whom you call Jesus Christ, is insurmountable. Everything has already been defeated. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. Why would we be sitting down here tripping on anything else? I like how Paul said it. He said, forgetting those things which are behind me, this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind me, I press towards the mark. I obtain my prize, which is the high calling, which is Yeshua, HaMashiach. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that we are designed to overcome our trials and victories because we have a resiliency in us that is just unmeasurable. We have survived so many captivities, torment, abuse, slavery. transatlantic slave trades, movement, exoduses, oppression, depression, separation of family, hatred, bitterness, racism, melanated man, you have the victory through Yeshua HaMashiach. Welcome to Inspirational Wednesday. It's midweek. I'm not waiting for the Shabbat to get my praise on. I wanted to play a different song today because that's the way people feel. You know, you had 2 days of great sunshine. Hopefully you went out there and got you some vitamin D and let your skin soak up that sun and begin to heal your body and do great things for you. But now that the fog has come in Northern California and the winds are blowing, it's a wind of change. And letting you know, it might just be something that's minute to you, but we have to be just that quick, that transparent, that ready, that available, because things will change in a heartbeat. Tragedy strikes suddenly. It's just like the pains of a pregnant woman. And when that water bag breaks, all things happen instantly. And so my job to you today is to tell you that you've got to stay focused. You can't fall asleep. You can't be lulled to sleep. Don't let society and entertainment and the news lull you back to sleep now that you've woken up. Don't let your sickness distract you. Don't let a moment of silence take you out the game. See, to most people, and I've said this a plethora of times, multiplicity of times I've said this, to a lot of people, silence can be so loud when they have no peace. They can't stand the silence. Some people have to go to sleep with the TV on because they need noise. Because when the TV goes off, their brain won't stop working because they have no peace. You're tormented. You're living in stress. He said, perfect peace I'll keep you in if you keep your mind stayed on me. He talked in the scriptures about giving you good sleep, good rest, when you find hope, joy, and solace in him. The brother said in the song, you got to keep moving on. He talked about heartbreaks. But he said, at the end of the day, what can you do? Try to plant yourself into the dirt and die an early death? You got to keep moving on until your number is called and it's time for you to face the Most High. Yet today my focus was, and I'm not going to be on here long, we're going to look at some of the benefits of reading the Word, what you must understand the importance. I want to talk about Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and we're going to talk about the imprecatory prayers. Let me go into the imprecatory prayers, and I'll go into it by reading a portion of one of the imprecatory prayers that David prayed for Psalms. Our imprecatory prayers are where we're asking God to move on our behalf and give us vengeance. See, you need to really learn this and put it to work because you don't have to fight. There has been an unleashing of more demonic spirits in the atmosphere as scientists try to tap into the God gene and with their CERN machines try to tap into different dimensions and release demonic spirits because they have prepped and primed the people for demonic possession. And these spirits want a house to dwell in, a body to dwell in. And so they are agitating people at an all-time high, along with the pharmakia that's being passed out like M&Ms and Skittles to the people. GMO weed, bad alcohol, laced with all kinds of chemicals, and pork, and dies, pretty much practically safe nowhere. Laws and policies being passed to destroy your family and to get you to take all of this pharmakia and to smoke this weed so that you're open to demonic possession. And I told y'all, demonic possession is not what you saw in the movies. You've been desensitized. Everybody not going to be flipping over cars, necks spinning 360 degrees and spitting out green pea soup. It can become passive-aggressive. It can be passive. Some of these demons just want people to eat themselves to death until they get sick because it's a gluttonous demon. Some of these people turn people into holes and whores so that all they can do is think about lust and can't even think straight. Some of these demons want you to drink yourself to death. Some of these demons want you to just be so angry that you go out and try to kill and shoot people and get yourself killed. Young man called the police and said, there's a young man in the parking lot of my high school with a gun, and it was him, because he wanted the police to kill him and shoot him. Satan comes to rob, kill, and destroy. I love David's imprecatory prayers, because it tells us to stop saying, oh, I forgive him, let's just pray for him. He has to. I'm not praying for no damn demon or somebody that means me harm. I want to see me dead. Some of these people will never come into the kingdom and were born into unrighteousness and fitted for destruction. Some of these people are praying on your demise at your job and every day. And you need to be like David and say, every trap they try to set for me, set two traps for them. David went as far as to say, kill their babies. Take care of their babies. These people that seek my harm. Especially when you're trying to do right by the Most High and by yourself and those around you. You need to say, Father, look, I am walking in your righteousness and doing these commandments to the best of my abilities. I need you to handle this business because these folks is acting up and really trying to come against me just because I represent you. Now, I'm your child. So can you handle that business for me and get them up off me? The key is for you not to lose the victory. When you keep not the covenant and refuse to walk in the laws, you bring on the destruction on yourself. Now, the Most High is good to Israel, and I want you to see this. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to read this one to you. It's a cry of distress, and this might be where you are today, so you can keep moving. Psalm 69, save me, Most High, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for you, Most High. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would destroy me, being my enemies, wrongfully are mighty than I. Restore that which I took not away. O Most High, thou knowest my foolishness and my sins are not hid from thee. That's how you got to talk to him. Let not them that wait on thee, Most High of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. People making fun of you, mocking you. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, Most High, in an acceptable time. O Yah, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up. And let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Most High, for thy loving kindness is good. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart. I am full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. Have you ever been there? Listen closely. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare. Here we go with the imprecatory aspect. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. This is how you pray, saints. But listen to what he said. I know who I am. I know what I've done. I repent. I fasted. I'm in the right way. I don't want to be a stumbling block to other people, Most High. I humble myself. Let me flip the script. And that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not. That's how you pray against those that are trying to set traps for you. Say, Father, their eyes be darkened so they don't know what the hell that they were trying to do to me. Let them be lost, confounded, to the point where they have to go back to point A with me and humble themselves. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Do you understand that? Do you know where your loin is in your private area? Make them tremble down there, uncomfortable. You know how it is when you're nervous and you think you constantly got to go to the bathroom because you're not at ease down there? Make their loins to shake. 24, pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. If they persecute him thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. See, he's saying, this business between you and me, Most High Yah, they trying to talk about me for what I'm going through that you're doing to me, because you're doing this to me because you love me. This is one-on-one. You trying to straighten me out and love me, and they mocking the process and laughing at it and trying to see to my demise. And he's like, hold up. You know, that's like somebody sitting up here, you chasing in your child, and they mocking your child because they getting whooped. If you seen somebody laughing, you'd be ready to whoop them children too. You would go home, or you call their parents and tell them they need to deal with them. You ain't going to let somebody just sit up here and mock your child while you're chastising them, because you're doing it for their good and for their and so while you're doing it for their good and for their upbringing, you got somebody on the outside laughing and mocking. Like, I don't get that. Nah, see, that's foolishness, and this is what Dawid is saying to the Most High. They're mocking the prophet. So 25, let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents, for they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity. Add iniquity unto their iniquity. That's deep on so many levels. And let them not come into thy righteousness. Block them. Shut them down. Do you believe he's praying this? Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. David said, don't even let them make it into the book of life. Take them out. Because I'm your servant. Matter of fact, he's like, I'm your king. I'm keeping your commandments. I need you to handle this business. You don't know the brevity of the power that you have in being a commandment keeper, a child of the Most High, being called by him. And if you've ever seen a miracle in your life, you're one of his people. You fit into Jeremiah 1 and 5. Before you were formed in the belly, I knew you and I called you and I sanctified you. Be a prophet unto the nations. You didn't choose him. He chose you. You're his child. And this is y'all's business between you and him. All praises to the Most High. And those that try to get in the way and to add insult to injury need to be removed. Because some of these people, as I stated at the beginning of the lesson, are vessels fitted unto destruction. They were born here on their way to hell. Came here lying, and they're going to leave here lying. And the Most High knew that. You need to know that. Let me finish reading this. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Thy salvation, O Yah, set me up on high. I will praise the name of Yah with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall be the Most High, better than an ox or a bullock, than horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek the Most High. For the Most High heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Hallelujah. The heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For the Most High will save Zion and will build the cities of Yehuda, that they may dwell there and have it in position. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. And we do love him. All praises to the Most High. Now, let me move to 1 Corinthians 6. some points I want to bring out there for you, because I don't want you to get it twisted. We are not to side with sin. We are not to endorse sin. We are not to quietly walk away from sin. We are to speak on it. Lift up your voice like a trumpet, Zion. Okay? Ezekiel tells us that if you don't let somebody know about their sins, then the blood will be on your hand and you will be guilty of it. But once you tell them, you have removed the blood from your hand and the onus is upon them. You can't walk away from everything. Drop it like the mic. Say it, drop the mic. Be out and relieve and redeem yourself so that you don't have to talk about it for the rest of the day. You know what such and such is doing? I started to tell him something. No, I ain't know I started to tell them something. You were supposed to tell them according to the scriptures if that was sparked inside of you. And if you walked away from it, it's sin unto you. We can't keep endorsing these homosexuals and these lesbians. We can't let them know that we agree with their lifestyle. You need to give them a look that's so cold that they shiver when you look at them. Let them know, I'm not down with that stuff. Don't come around me with that stuff. If I see one of them homosexuals around me, and I used to watch it all the time. They come around me, they want to admit, hey, what's happening, huh? You know, she's fine, huh? You don't even like women. Shut up. You know, talk like a man. But anyway, this is a show to encourage you. I'm just letting you know. We're not to side with sin, and I have to say that for those in Northern California, because we are just flooded with people that aren't even gay, but they act gay to get jobs and be around them and to be endorsed. How foolish is that? They just had the gay pride parade in Israel with over 250,000 people in attendance. That's 250,000 people out there. You know how much sodomy was going on that night in our homeland? This is ridiculous. This is getting ridiculous. The Most High is coming back with vengeance. Clean out the land. People, Satan and these demons that have been unleashed because of CERN, got us fighting against each other for no reason, fighting over doctrine, in the house fighting over things that you don't even know what you're fighting for, dumb arguments, fighting with your kids, with your spouse, fights at the job. They're trying to throw you off your game, which is why I want you to focus and I want you to fast. Come up off the meat because the food and the water is poison and all that. Start backing up off the meat some more. Watch what you're putting in your body. Fast more. Drink more natural herbal teas, not the ones in the box at Safeway. Go to the health store and get it out the jar. And stay on your game, because you got to take care of your temple so that your spirit will be on point. Because when you're hurting and aching in your physical body, you are like hampered, stifled from going forth in the spirit. I'm going to handle two things in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, because I want you to know this. First of all, don't judge me. You're going to judge them when you get this blood off your hands. Because 1 Corinthians 6 says, dare any of you having a matter against another go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? Did you know that? You're not knowing who you are and the power you possess. We shall judge angels. How much more things that pertain to this life, then, should we be judging? If we're going to be judging angels who right now are watching us, taking notes on us every day, and then at sunset go back into the heavens before the Most High and present to them all your deeds and actions for the day and what you did. That's how he's keeping tally on you. The angels are watching you. They are with you every day. When you cuss, when you fuss, when you do good, when you do bad, when you slip, when you commit fornication, adultery, lying, putting other gods before him, they're taking notes. Which is why he said you will have to give an account for every idle word. If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church, meaning the congregation of the people. Now, I'm going to skip down so that you'll stop compromising and stay focused. I want you to skip down to verse 9. And listen to this, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not, I say again, shall not inherit the kingdom of the Most High Yah. So don't be deceived. Don't play with it. Don't think this is a game or a joke. If you're fornicating, nor idolaters, worshiping images, idols, people, adulterers, getting a little bit on the side because you just want to get you a little something and then repent for it and then come back home to your husband or wife and think it's all good. No, you're going to hell. You're going to burn. Nor effeminate. That's what your gay ass nor abusers of themselves with mankind. This is for the people in the church that say that he's forgiven homosexuality. That was the old law. No, it's in Corinthians that if you're effeminate, walking around with your wrist broke, and you're abusing yourself with other men, abusing yourself with other men because you harm your flesh, you're not going into the kingdom. If you're stealing, any aspect of stealing, if you're covetous because you want so much more than what you possess and what you have, and you're not content, you're not going into the kingdom. Let me read the rest of them. If you drunk, drinking is not a sin. But if you drinking to the point where you passed out and you blacking out and you're doing it every day, you're a drunkard. You're going to hell. Revelers, people that like to party. Extortioners. We're being extorted right now by policies and politics and laws. But there are people that do this, that put people in a corner to where they have to come out scratching. We're being extorted, like I was talking to my wife about the insurance companies that are trying to make changes in law so they can make sure they get more money out of you. We do this to people, ways to try to create ways. We've got camps creating ways to get more money out of their parishioners and people. That's extorting and making merchandise of the people, and that's against the Most High's will. And it says this, and I'll say amen to this, verse 11, and such were some of you, but you are washed. But you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Shah HaMashiach and the Ruach of the Most High Power. We've been washed. I hope you've been baptized. We talked about that this past Shabbat. I'm gonna go over something else real quick, and then we're going to get ready to get out of here. And I'm just trying to speak to you. So this is Inspirational Wednesday. Don't negate. No matter how sick you are, how pissed you are, or what you're going through, do not negate to open up your Bible and fall on your knees. Press beyond your circumstance. Press beyond your emotions, because if your emotions are running you like that, then you don't know the Father. But if you love somebody, you're going to go beyond your feelings or what has transpired, because you will understand he's been better to you than you can be to yourself. You're not reading a novel or a book, but when you ingest this, you're bringing your spirit to life. Stop eating these foods that are calcifying your organs and glands and making you just lazy, tired, no energy, sleepy, and you're angry, and you don't understand that demons are at work and they're trying to tear you down. Get in your word and pray. Listen to this. His word leads us to salvation. And we find that in John 3:16, Romans 10 and 9. We're saved by believing through the scriptures. First Peter tells us that. Our footsteps are guided by these scriptures. Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You must know that. Psalms 119:130 says, the understanding of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. Psalms 119:30. For those of you that are listening on the internet, it's going to cut off. If you're on the phone, we're going another 15 minutes. If you're on the internet, you'll have to tune in to the archives to hear this other 15 minutes. Psalms 119 and 28 says that he's interested in our every aspect of our lives. He lifts our burdens. He makes it clear. Our loneliness, our sickness, all of that. And that the word, Psalms 119 and 111, tells us the word brings joy. And those who love the law have great peace, Psalms 119 and 165. So I don't want you to stay away from the word. I need you to stay in the word and let it do what it does, because it works at night. It works in the day. It does something you can't see with the physical eye and the spirit. This is Brother and Elder V. I want you to know that you can make it. I'm in this with you. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey. The nation, be encouraged, brothers and sisters. We almost there. We almost there. I know you can sense it. It's coming. Keep moving.
Yeah, you know. Send them out to Wagwan. Yo, just hold firm, you know. Keep moving. Hold your head up, you know. Hey, yo. Wake up in the morning, say a little things of God. Him bless me, just food in me cupboard. Remembering the days when time well hot, me belly hungry, and me couldn't find a regular job.
feel like me can't move and trapped in a cage. Still searching for the words, look up on the page. Still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me better say. You have to keep moving, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I, no matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I, you have to keep moving, stand on, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I, it's just another broken heart, it's so sad, the lonely one. Yeah, when me say, Emily, she could have tell no sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly. Yeah. I could have watched it Bradley. I hope it quick, I'm starting a family. One day she decides she can't take it no more. She fall out, cries, go down on the floor. That's when she take the razor, telephone a ring. Somebody on the other line, a dollar there. You have to keep moving. Send on this jam, this jam. Yeah, I. Say no matter what's going on, you know, say you have to shut down. Yeah, I. You have to keep moving. Send on, hold on. Yeah, I. Just another broken heart. It's true, see, I'm the lonely one. Hey, let me say. Timothy in a hard line of work. Him a drive ambulance, same ward we since birth. Yo, him get a call from him cell phone. Say there's been an accident, a little youth drive off of the road. When him get to the scene, say it not look good. Him not stop think but if him really done all that he could. Now the family want no walk one. And the doctor say I'm sorry, him not make it, your son is gone. You have to keep moving.